bullshit. I don't know about you, but I'm not fucking drunk enough for this. I seem angry because I am angry. You're not seeing the full picture, babe. Yeah, Sam got to see Dean again. That's something. That's a minor consolation, really. What the fuck about Dean? And no, you know me, I'm not. It's a stretch to call me a fan of him at all, really. This entire ending was such a massive fucking slap in the face to his character. This show had 15 fucking years of character development with Dean Winchester. Where the fuck is it in this finale? Seriously, no, where the fuck is it? Where did Dean go? Yes, clearly he fucking died and went to heaven, along with the car, some fucking how. All of these years of progress, of growth, culminating in what exactly? No, keep in mind, this is a character who has spent the entirety of his life afraid of fucking dying, but suicidal at the same time. To the extent where he doesn't exactly give a shit if he lives or dies on a hunt. I mean, yeah, you can see this as a fucking devil may care kind of thing, but the thing is, he does fucking care. He's just accepted this as a shitty fucking fact of his reality. So for him to die, in the exact way he has always fucking feared. What message does this send to everybody in the audience who is profoundly fucking traumatized? What message does this send to everybody who has been deeply fucking suicidal, living to the next day because they kind of fucking have to, not willing to do much about it of their own will and volition, but you know, if you happen to fucking die tomorrow, alright, you accept it. This is passive suicidal ideation, passive suicidal obsession. And this is exactly what happens to Dean. Exactly. 100 fucking percent what happens to him. And we never even know how he fucking feels about Cass. He doesn't get a chance to fucking say it. For a character who does everything to stuff everything he feels down. What kind of ending was that? That was miserable. That's everything he has ever feared coming to fucking pass. He's too fucking repressed to actually tell Cass how he feels. Don't even fucking get me started on the rampant queerbaiting in the entirety of this fucking show. Let's just focus on Dean. You know I don't fucking like him. I don't like the way he copes with anything. In part because it fucking hurts too much to look at him and see the little bits and pieces of my fucking self in him. What exactly does Dean having no fucking choice but succumbing to the inevitable say to people like me? You can do whatever the hell you want in an attempt to heal from your awful, profoundly traumatic past. It's not going to matter in the end. You're going to go out exactly as you fucking fear. Just because he has pretended to accept this, because he has convinced himself that this is okay, doesn't mean it is. And more than that, the writers of this show have a fucking responsibility to their audience. Particularly to those who identify with their characters. This is why you have to treat your characters well. This was a slap in the fucking face to Dean Winchester. Yeah, he'll take it. He He's a fucking masochist. Just because he can doesn't mean he should. What was the point of the last 15 fucking seasons? Just another monster of the fucking week? Nothing that actually matters, just doing what you have to do to get good enough ratings to keep your fucking show on the air, and then forsake your main character when he needed you most. I mean, I understand killing your darlings. I fucking get that. That's not what this was. This was killing a character that you dislike a fraction as much as he hates himself. Again, what the fuck does this say to everybody who identifies with Dean, whether they fucking want to or not? Every writer has a responsibility to their audience. Every fucking one, especially on big time shit like this. There is no fucking excuse. There's no justification. And it's not just a fucking matter of opinion. This is a matter of base respect for your characters, as well as for your audience. This is just sad. Where is Dean's worthwhile ending? Where is Dean's reprieve? Dean essentially played parent to Sam until the second he died. What does this tell every parentified child in the audience? Your job never ends. Yeah, I'm fucking sad. This was horrific. And not in a good way. The love story between Will Graham and Hannibal Lecter was so much better than the love story between Dean and Cass. And Will and Hannibal try to kill each other on the fucking regular. In the series fucking finale of Hannibal, Will throws them off a fucking cliff. That does not reflect well on Super Fucking Natural at all. That does not reflect well on Canon Destiel. Which, no, it wasn't exactly made canon. In a way, it kind of fucking was. Kind of. Sort of. Ow. Yes, I'm alcohol-faced. I had to be drunk to watch this shit. And I was fucking right to be drunk. Completely fucking right. It doesn't make it suck less. It's alright. You're not the uber traumatized one in this. I get it. I get why you wouldn't see this the way I do. I understand. This was absolute bullshit. Complete and utter fucking bullshit. I never thought I'd fucking cry over Dean Winchester, and it's not even really because he's fucking dead. It's everything he didn't fucking get. Everything he knew in the back of his mind was probably going to fucking come for him, that fucking came to pass, that didn't have to. It didn't. He has spent 15 seasons working through a lifetime of trauma. And for what? For exactly fucking what? I get it. You're not as affected as I am. But it's okay. Just fucking hurts. And you know, I gave up on this fucking show seasons on seasons on seasons ago. To come back and see it end like this. What the fuck? It's not your fault at all. You didn't know how it would end. You couldn't fucking know how it would end. it's bullshit, and it makes me very fucking sad. Just sad. Okay, fine, you're right. Sad and triggered. Yeah. I mean, I doubt the writers really meant any harm by this, but doesn't mean they didn't fucking do any. What's done is done. I'm writing something better with a much, 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 much more satisfying fucking ending someday. Thank you for believing in me. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's just a show. That's true, but what are we if not the narratives we tell ourselves and each other? We're a storytelling breed, humans. This is how we connect with each other. It's our most primal form of connection, really. Maybe that's why I take it extra personally when shit's written horribly. I know. Yeah. It's not ideal. Or, you know, in any way, good. All you being here is making me feel better. That's plenty. Although I wouldn't have fucking watched it if you weren't like, oh, let's watch the Supernatural finale tonight, babe. It's alright. I would have watched it at some point anyhow. I'm not really sure what you can do to help me. I mean, that's not helping. You know, I think I have an idea for what to do with this angry feeling. Okay. Blankets. Move. For wearing it. Alright. No more pants. Yes, I said for wearing it. That's shirt, no pants. I can't help it. It made me laugh. See, already feeling better. Oh, fuck. Not fucking around. Strange rubbing. Fuck. Well, it wouldn't be Winnie the Poohing it if I wasn't Commando, would it? I like it when you tell me I'm right. Why am I the only one Winnie the Poohing it, huh? This seems very unfair. Okay. You're right. I could be completely naked. But then we lose the funny. Not until we're both Winnie the Pooh. fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Circles. You have a free fucking hand. You can take your own pants down. Fine, I'll help you. I don't mind. Kick them fuckers off. Talented, aren't you? Mutual Winnie the Pooh. Now what? Oh. Rubbing fucking harder and faster. Fuck. That's not what I was getting at, but alright. Give me your neck. Thank you. Can you undo my bra with one hand? Have you become that skilled? Good job. You have. Go you. I mean, really, go team. It takes practice. And teamwork. Happy to be your practice buddy. Okay. Pull. Fuck. There we go. Well, that, I think that might have hit something. Oops. Oh well. As long as it didn't hit the cat, it's fine. Oh, it didn't. He would have made a noise. My nipple. Ah, fuck. More rubbing I can take. Babe. I want you. No, not. Okay, let's both de Winnie the fucking poo. No more goddamn shirts. Fuck him. Away. See, now we're piglet, rabbit, owl. Owl can't wear a shirt because wings. We are owl.
Weird fucking out.
Come on, I can fucking feel you. I know. Your heart. No, I won't stop fucking wiggling. Stop rubbing and give me your cock then. Please. Please. Oh. I don't get to sway you with kisses. Fuck. Foiled. But. I want you. No, not just your hand. More than your hand. Babe. Oh, fuck. Oh, running your fucking fingers down my thigh. Babe. Please. 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 I can be supremely annoying, you know this. Don't make me annoy you into giving me your dick. Please. 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 Wrong kind of fucking please. I see. That genuine need. Fine. Oh. Kiss me then, please. Fuck. Get me all where you want me. Fuck it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fingers. Oh, fuck. Oh, curled in all the right places. Oh, fuck. Babe. Oh, fuck. Please. 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 Please fuck me or I will fuck you. Oh, fuck. You are in this tease. Fuck. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh. Babe. Oh. Please. Fuck. Oh. Please. Fuck. Please. Not yet.
Why?
I mean, I'm not going to say no to 69. Who the fuck do you think I am? Oh, Kimmy. Oh, please. Your cock. Suck tight into my lips. My tongue. Stroking the underbelly. So sensitive, honey. Come on, you know you want to fuck me. Oh, you know you want more than just the back of my throat. Don't play. I'm okay. Daddy. Oh, come on. You tease me, I'll tease you, fucker. Oh, my tongue. Swooping circles. My turn to be a fucking tease.
I mean, if you particularly want to fuck my shoulder, go ahead.
I would rather work my way down.
Sensitive underside.
To your balls. Suck.
Sounds like that feels good.
Down the center vein. Wonder if I can fit both in my mouth. What do you think? Let's try.
Not quite. You seem like the desperate one now. Fun. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, babe. Yeah. Like, fuck. I can kiss my way. Back down your shaft. Paying particular attention. Right beneath the head. Oh, sensitive little beads. Very deep behind the head. Takes a dexterous tongue to find them. Lucky for you. Your girlfriend is silver tongued. Never fucking say carry on my wayward son during sex to me, please. Never fucking do that again.
Really? You're more wayward and sun-like than I am, so carry on, my wayward son? That sounds weird. Fuck. Please. Babe. Please. I wanna kiss. I mean, I've been kissing your cock. It's not quite the same. It doesn't kiss back. See? Just pre-cum. You're facing the wrong direction. However, I am facing your direction. So, please. I want to kiss your face. Thank you. I do love the taste of you, as you taste of me. Oh, please. I'll push my legs back. I feel that. Babe. Fine. I'll do it for you. Wrapping my legs around you. Rolling and close. Fuck. Bloody fuck. Babe. Fuck me, please. Oh, fuck.
against me. Please, fuck me harder. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, babe. Oh, fuck.
Tell if you have come, shall we fuck some more? Blame the show, I got the fucking song stuck in my head. That was a weird cover though. Oh, have you? It seemed like it. Oh god, I don't know if I can go. Go team. Solid stress relief. I'll pull out, yeah. Oh, unless you need to. I wanna feel you. Oh. Snuggle fuck. Well, snuggle post fuck, really. Blanket. Oh shit, we fucked up the blanket. Damn it! Okay, untangle, untangle. You have a hand, I have a hand. Okay, okay. There we go. Who cares if it gets covered in lube? It's just a blanket. Oh. Thank you for being my emotional support boyfriend, boyfriend. You are good at your top left. Wonder if you can get a tax write-off for this.
Probably not, but it'd be nice. Hey, sex is, in a way, a basic human need. You are providing a need. You are providing a service. So, you're right, they might ask for proof of the fucking. I mean, you know I have an exhibitionist streak. But do we really want the government in our bedroom? No, sir. Fuck that noise. Well, that made up for an unsatisfying ending. A very satisfying ending. Thank you. I don't know about you, but I need to lay my weary head to rest. Okay, lay your head on my breast, that is fine. Yes, you get forehead kisses. Do you mind? I didn't think you would. Fucking owl. Damn it, and it comes full circle. Ah, it comes full circle. You were circling my clit, and we both came. So really, triple circle. They have been circled. Sure. Close enough. Why not? I'm babbling. It's a happy babbling, at least. Rather than the sad earlier, which wasn't really babbling. That was a valid concern. This, however, is sex drunk fuckery. Fuck drunk fuckery, really. Just the effect you have on me, love. Good night.